This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Party registration deadline for House of Representatives election closing today. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel says government's top priority is successful elections and strong governance. ISIS announces men's T20 World Cup schedule. Nepal to face England in its first match. And Ukraine says it has reached peace understanding with US to end war with Russia. Now the news in detail. The deadline for political parties to register for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March ends today. As of yesterday, 80 parties have submitted their registration with the Election Commission. Major parties including the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party are among those registered. In total, 135 parties, both old and new, are currently registered with the Commission. Only these registered parties will be eligible to contest the House of Representatives elections. The Commission plans to verify the registered parties and will publish the list of approved parties on the 6th of December. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel says holding elections successfully and creating a strong base for good governance is the top priority of the government. Addressing the Lumbini Province Labour Security Seminar held in Bairava yesterday, Home Minister Oriel mentioned that the government has been carrying out activities focusing on the election and good governance. Meanwhile, the Nepal Janji Front yesterday submitted a memorandum to the Election Commission calling for Nepalese to be allowed to vote from abroad as well as from outside their home districts. The memorandum states that no Nepali citizen eligible for voting should be deprived of it under any pretext of legal and technical complexities. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Gulmal Singh had said the current government is focused on restoring public trust through good governance. Speaking at the Nepal Youth Entrepreneurship Summit 2025 in Kathmandu today, Minister Singh said public anger and dissatisfaction had taken the form of the Gen Z movement due to failures in service delivery, governance and development. He said that although past political leadership had successfully changed the country's political system, it had failed to ensure prosperity. Minister Singh added that outdated laws and policies were obstructing development and stressed the need for revising them. The government has begun the process of identifying landless Dalits and collecting their details with the aim of managing landless people and unsystematic settlers. According to Damodar Ragle, the assistant spokesperson for the Ministry of Land, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, the ministry is coordinating with the local governments across the country to prepare the records. The data will be collected through one-door system to prevent duplication. The ministry has also asked local governments to follow the prescribed standards when recommending landless squatters and unsystematic settlers. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukraine says it has reached a common understanding with the United States on a peace deal aimed at ending the war with Russia. According to the BBC, the proposal is based on a revised 28-point plan presented by the US last week and worked on during talks in Geneva. US President Donald Trump said the plan had been fine-tuned with input from both countries. He said he had asked his envoy, Steve Witkoff, to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week, while US officials were also preparing talks with Ukrainian leaders. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was ready to meet Trump to discuss remaining sensitive issues and that a meeting was expected before the end of the month. Trump said any deal would involve land concessions by both sides and that no deadline had been set. Russia said it had not yet been consulted on the revised plan and warned it might not accept changes. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered right-wing former president Jair Bolsonaro to begin serving his prison sentence of 27 years and 3 months after his conviction for plotting a coup following his defeat in the last election. According to the BBC, the court ruled on Tuesday that the verdict was final and that no further appeals were possible. 70-year-old Bolsonaro was found guilty of leading a conspiracy to remain in power after losing the 2022 election to left-wing rival Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He will serve his sentence in a federal police jail in the capital, Brasilia, where he has been detained since Saturday after authorities deemed him a flight risk and transformed him from his home detention. The court also ordered that he receive full-time medical care, citing concerns about his worsening health as reported by his medical team. Now, a sports update. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 schedule has been announced, with Nepal placed in a challenging Group C for the tournament in India and Sri Lanka from the 7th of February to 8th of March next year. Group C includes Nepal, two-time winners, West Indies, one-time winners, England, Bangladesh, and debutants Italy. Nepal will play England and Italy for the first time, with all group matches held in Mumbai. Nepal will take on England on the 8th of February on its first match. Italy and the Netherlands qualified through the European qualifier. While Nepal makes its third World Cup appearance, having previously played in 2014 and 2024, the 20 participating teams are divided into four groups. Group A features India, Pakistan, the United States, the Netherlands, and Namibia. Group B has Australia, Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe, Ireland, and Oman. Group D includes South Africa, New Zealand, Afghanistan, Canada, and the UAE. The top two teams from each group will advance to the Super 8s, which will determine the semi-finalists. Chitwan Rhinos are taking on Biratnagar Kings in today's Nepal Premier League NPL match at 4 p.m. Biratnagar Kings, led by Sandeep Lamisone, are unbeaten with 3 consecutive wins and feature national stars like Lucas Baum and Pratish Jisi, along with internationals including Martin Guptill. Chitwan Rhinos captain Kusal Mulla have 1 win and 1 loss in 2 matches, with national players like Rizan Dakal and Deep Kanal, and international including Ravi Bupara and David Malan. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi province, while the rest of the areas will mainly remain fair. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Party registration deadline for House of Representatives election closing today. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel says government's top priority is successful elections and strong governance. ICC announces men's T20 World Cup schedule. Nepal to face England in its first match. And Ukraine says it has reached peace understanding with the US to end war with Russia. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.